From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S. Air Force says it launched two Guam-based B-1B bombers and fighter jets from South Korea and Japan on Thursday in an exercise near the Korean Peninsula. The North Korean state news agency reacted harshly to the exercise, calling it a surprise nuclear strike drill. Earlier today, President Donald Trump left for a 12-day trip to Asia. He's scheduled for meetings in Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam, among others. North Korea's nuclear missile program is expected to figure high on the agenda. We'll have an update on the president's trip shortly. The chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court said Friday she is seeking an investigation of alleged war crimes committed in the war in Afghanistan. That marks an unprecedented probe that could encompass United States troops. Fatou Bensouda said in a statement that there is reasonable basis to believe that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed. Bensouda said in a report last year that U.S. forces and the CIA may have committed war crimes by torturing detainees in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. That opens the possibility that Americans could be among those investigated for possible prosecution, even though the U.S. is not among the court's more than 120 signatories. Legal experts have said the chances of an American service member being charged and sent to face justice at the ICC are remote. Syria's military has declared victory over the Islamic State group in the eastern city of Deir Zor, describing it as the last phase in its campaign toward the complete annihilation of IS in Syria. Deir Zor is the center of Syrian oil production. This is VOA News.